You're trying to save the world or something. You sound like a bloody New Age messiah with your one world, one people, unified vision attuned to the primary patterns of commonality talk. What's with that? What's your pipe dream here? So actually, really, no. The world, as I see it, is in a state technically called FUBAR. Look it up if you don't know what it means. Beyond that, it doth not seem like the world is looking to be saved on any level. We have such a weave rolling onward into the future in a particular constellation. These heavyweight tanks with their barrels and their operators with their myopic periscopes, all zoned to a particular direction, their self-aggrandization, their dominion, the dominion of their particular faction or alignment, and the crowds are still cheering behind this leadership. So does it look like it's seeking to be saved or jolted out of it? Now, there will be a time when the rift between the common people and the leaders or misleaders with their myopic tunnel vision, a tunnel into which they drag the people along with, a tunnel that ends in a hollow, dark pit, where the rift begins to grow. At that point, what do we require? We require no more mere dynamic, powerful leaders on the political arena. We need the unifier, the eschatological messiah figure that emerges at the end of the gameplay. Because the people, all these poor buggers, they are still attached to the vestiges of ethics, principles of life, and certain universals that unify us, found in the many religious and spiritual traditions of the world. And those are kind of immune to political influence. So we need to compromise them from within. We need to invoke the false messiah to weave its web around the minds and souls of all these people, hijack all the traditions, and bring them to the fold. To the fold of what the hell ever this agenda is that is driving us to hell in a handbasket. So that's all coming in its due season. And what I do, smirk, witness, watch the world pass by. Things that I wish to say, I've said, and I keep saying, but I expect them to amount to nothing at all. They are simply things that need to be said. When I've said them, I've done my dues, I've paid my bills to what the existence has imprinted on me, and my job is done. I am at ease. You all make of it what you will, the one among a million who even watches any one of these rambles past the first 3 seconds. See if I care at the end of the day, if all of this is flushed down the drain or exploded to high orbits. It goes as it must, and you all are the crafters of its destiny. And beyond that, the market for a New Age messiah is already rather saturated. They just recently arrested the long-running Jesus of Russia in his little corner of the world somewhere in Siberia, so maybe there's an opening there. There's definitely no shortage of Mahdis if you go browsing on the internet. But all they do, friends are sending me clips. They're very entertaining. We have all these self-proclaiming Mahdis spending the bulk of their time trying to prove that they are the promised one, that they are the chosen one, discussed in the prophecies because their grandfather's name's second letter starts with the same as the prophet's mother's last name or whatever. And like, really, if there is some sort of a meaningful mission for you, some works to be done in this world, then just get on with it already and start doing your work. instead of trying to posture and establish yourself. You will be recognized in your time if that is what needs to happen, and if not, at least you're generating some value, you're getting something accomplished that is more or less aligned with something more noble than the myopic hedonistic tunnels of this world. So just get on with it. Shut up about yourself, will you? Wouldn't it be hilarious though if I turned out to be some such figure, Maitreya, Mahdi, Jesus, whatever, from Nazareth or the other backwoods, come here to save the world, right? I mean, I got the beard and shit, so, you know, that's there for my credentials. Do it the way of the people, as one among the many, anonymous, or upfront, make some media, publish some writings, try to churn out whatever is of essence that stands from the ancient day until today, for a rerun, an encore of what the ancients knew to be through what the pattern is that keeps us all in harmony and in clarity, in purity, and in peace. So our Jesus made a bunch of media, appealed to a bunch of people, and resulted in shit all. One in 10,000 said, cool bro, got a couple of likes, no one picked up anything at all. And so the man from the backwoods, witnessing the world, came to the conclusion, okay, this is FUBAR. All that remains is let it be and drive itself to the terminal. Let all the contrasts come to their crescendo. Let it all clash, collide. There's no fixing it. There's no fixing it from top down. There's no fixing it from bottom up. Everyone is mesmerized by the tunnel. So, that's an entertaining thought. Humors me simply because I've, over the years, ingested way too much of this sort of material and brewed it into a sense of what it would actually be, right? Watching what happens, watching what people expect. That is such an abyss of difference between what is what should be and what the expectations and interpretations are. So it's all rather pointless and moot. So, you know, over and out. That's all. Okay, I'll just finish here.